Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Geography and wine crimes. Location, location, location. The International Wine and Spirit Competition approximated that counterfeiting and fraud collectively cost the global wine industry approximately $3 billion annually. Due to under-reporting, precise figures are challenging to ascertain. Nonetheless, incidents such as vineyard vandalism can inflict substantial financial losses on individual wineries, ranging from tens of thousands to millions of dollars, contingent upon the damage's scope and the affected vines and crops' value. Furthermore, the financial repercussions extend beyond direct losses and encompass expenses associated with implementing security measures, legal proceedings, and potential harm to brand reputation. While wine fraud and crimes linked to the industry can transpire in various regions, certain areas are more susceptible to these challenges than others. Notable hotspots for wine crimes. France. France, one of the world's leading wine producers and home to prestigious appellations like Bordeaux, Burgundy, and Champagne, has seen wine crimes. Counterfeiting of famous wines, mislabeling, and wine adulteration have been reported in different regions of the country. Regions like Bordeaux, Burgundy, and Champagne have been targets for crimes such as grape theft, wine theft, and vandalism of vineyards, particularly during harvest seasons when the grapes are ripe. Grape theft has been reported to cost wineries in regions like Burgundy and Bordeaux tens of millions of euros per year. The e-financial losses due to wine counterfeiting and fraud are estimated to be around 1 billion euros per year. Italy. The regions of Tuscany, Piedmont, and Puglia have been particularly affected by issues like the unlawful blending of wines, the use of unauthorized grape varieties, and the counterfeiting of prestigious labels like Brunello di Montalcino and Barolo, as well as grape theft, wine theft, and vineyard vandalism, often involving organized crime groups. The costs to the industry have been estimated to generate annual profits of around 3 billion euros through the illicit trade of stolen wines. California, United States. In the United States, California's wine industry has been targeted by fraudsters. Cases of wine counterfeiting, particularly involving high-end wines from Napa Valley and Sonoma County, have been uncovered. Additionally, the practice of wine laundering, where inferior wines are passed off as premium varieties, has been a concern. California's Napa Valley and Sonoma County, known for their world-class wines, have experienced incidents of grape theft, vandalism, and theft of expensive wines from wineries and storage facilities. In California's Napa Valley, grape theft is estimated to cost wineries millions of dollars each year, with some reports suggesting losses of up to $10 million annually. Spain. Known for its diverse wine regions, Spain has encountered instances of wine fraud, such as the mislabeling of wines to pass them off as higher quality appellations or the addition of unauthorized substances to wines. Regions like Rioja, Ribera del Duero, and Priorat have experienced incidents of grape theft and wine theft, especially involving high-value wines. In Spain, losses due to wine theft are estimated to be in the range of 70 euros minus 100 million per year. China. With the rising demand for fine wines in China, the nation has become a prime target for wine counterfeiters. Counterfeit versions of renowned French and Italian wines have surfaced, taking advantage of some consumers' limited knowledge and the absence of robust authentication measures. Australia. Wine regions in Australia, i.e., Barossa Valley, Yarra Valley, and Margaret River, have faced issues with grape theft and vandalism of vineyards. South Africa. The Western Cape region of South Africa, home to wine regions like Stellenbosch and Franschhoek, has seen cases of grape theft and wine theft from wineries and vineyards. New Zealand. New Zealand has not been immune to wine-related crimes. While its history of such crimes may not be as extensive as in other regions, vineyard theft poses a significant problem. Particularly during harvest season, grapes, including high-value varieties like Pinot Noir and Sauvignon Blanc, are targeted for theft directly from vineyards. Wine fraud is also a concern, ranging from mislabeling to falsely represent origin or quality, to tampering with wine bottles and passing off subpar products as premium. Counterfeiters often mimic popular New Zealand wine labels, such as Marlboro Sauvignon Blanc or Central Otago Pinot Noir, selling their replicas as genuine articles. New Zealand's reputation for producing high-quality wines has made them desirable in international markets, but this demand unfortunately attracts criminals as well. Wine crimes are universal. While wine crimes can occur anywhere, regions with well-established and prestigious wine industries are often more vulnerable due to the potential for higher profits from counterfeiting. Efforts to combat wine fraud include enhanced traceability measures, improved authentication techniques, and stricter regulations and enforcement. Wineries and vineyards often implement security measures, such as surveillance systems, fencing, and hiring security personnel to deter and prevent criminal activities. However, the high-value nature of the wine industry continues to make it an attractive target for criminals. Overall, while accurate global figures are elusive, the available estimates suggest that crimes in vineyards and wineries result in billions of dollars in losses annually for the wine industry worldwide. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. This is part 4 of a 4-part series. Read part 1 here. Criminals target wineries and vineyards. Read part 2 here. Uncorking the truth. Exposing wine fraud and other crimes, protecting consumers. Read part 3 here. Crimes in the vineyard. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.